Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be starting and completing Simin Tof Reish Yud Zayin, which deals with the halachos of Din Ubra Umenika, a pregnant woman and a nursing mother, V'yoledes, and a woman who just gave birth, B'yom HaKippurim. What is their halach in terms of fasting on Yom Kippur? Now, we have a lot of information today to impart. I'm going to try to go through the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurahs first, and then get back to all of the Dershu footnotes, which are voluminous and very, very important. Now, we start off Mechaber Sif Aleph. Uberos Umenikos, pregnant women and nursing mothers. Misanos Umashlimos B'Yom HaKippurim. They have an obligation to go and fast and to complete the fast on Yom Kippur. We will point out the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim points out of it in the Ramaskul Uberos, and he says, if the nursing mother has a child who is sick and he's in danger, if he doesn't nurse properly, and this child will not go and nurse from anybody else except this mother. So and if she were to fast, this would be a danger for the child. So then he brings down Pshat and the Ber Hetev and Simon Tov Rei Shudches in the name of the Shuvas Dvar Shmuel. She's not allowed to fast on a regular fast day, and even not even on Yom Kippur. Now, we'll see the Dershu footnotes on this later on. So we now go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Ubra, a pregnant woman, she'richa, she smelled a food that is causing her to salivate and to want to have that food. And the Ramah adds, Ufanel mishtanim, and her face is changing colors because of this food. This is diet to eat this food. And this is true even though she doesn't say, I need this food, but it's clear to somebody observing her that she needs this food. And this is brought down in the name of the Ri Nachas. What does that mean? So this is the Rabbeinu Yerucham in Nesiv Chav Zayin. So this is the Ramah's quoting. So in this situation, the Mechaber says, Lo chashin lo biyozno shiyom kippurmu. You whisper into her ear that it's Yom Kippur. We'll see in the Dershu footnotes, it tells us, but you have to do this in a way that's going to scare it. You say, you're going to die, you're eating on Yom Kippur. It's a tichy of curry. So you have to be very careful. You say quietly to it, I want you to remind you that it's Yom Kippur. And if you do this, so imniskara daitob zikaron zeh mutav. If she realizes, woo, it's Yom Kippur, and that calms her down, and she doesn't need to have this food anymore, that's great, mutav. However, vimlav, if she still feels hungry, and she's desirous, and it's going to be a danger, she doesn't have this food, so machilin osa, then you give her a little bit of the time, as we'll see, until she gets back to her normal state and doesn't need the food anymore, and then she can't eat anymore. Now here we start having Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nahal tells us that this smell, that she smells something, is a maichel of food, the yadu, and it's well known. Shem ein nosdin la mashi misava. It's well known medically that if this woman doesn't get what she wants, so then he uvlad the misukonim, both she and the young baby inside of her, the fetus inside of her, are at risk. Then nafkamina, and there is no difference over here, b'mitzchila sibur, whether it's early in the pregnancy, or b'mitzofo, towards the end of the pregnancy. Again, there are Dershu footnotes over here. I'll say this for the last time now. We'll try to do all the Dershu footnotes at the end of the shiur to make sure that we get through this simon today. Sivkot and beis. Ufoneo mishtanim, afo pi v'chule. Her face changes, and this is the Ramah says, even though she doesn't say she needs to eat, but her face is changing, so it's visible to others that she is in need of eating. However, if her face doesn't change, then unless she states she needs it, so then we just don't give it to her just because she smelled something. Unless Ellen came on, if she says, I need to eat, so then we do in fact give it to her. Sivkot and Gimel. If she gets comforted by the fact that you tell her, oh, it's Yom Kippur today, and you're not allowed to go and eat, and she accepts that, and that makes her feel better, so then, in this situation, many women will be comforted, and they'll calm down, and they won't be enticed to eat this food anymore, and they aren't at risk if they don't eat this food, because you tell them it's Yom Kippur. And they understand that everybody's fasting, and they can also fast this day, and if this calms them down, great. But if not, then Sivkot and Dalit, Machil and Olsa, then we go and feed her a little bit at a time. Pirush, what does that mean? Shetochavim kesam berotev, we dip like a toothpick into a little bit of gravy. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rotz lomar ezotipo, so you just give her a little bit at a time. And we'll see in the Dershu footnotes, says it means that there's, even if you're giving a pachas mikashir, the less you give is better. V'nosa l'sokpia, and you put a little bit in her mouth, and in mirtz Hashem, that will be misyashi v'das. But v'im lo nisyash v'daita, if that still doesn't calm her down, so then nosa l'rotev, pachos mikashir, then you give her a little bit more, you actually give her the gravy, not just dipped into like a toothpick, and you give her a little bit more, ideally less than the shear. So as we discussed previously, if you're eating less than the shear, well, it's an issa daraisa, even chatzi shear is also in the Torah, but you're not chiyuv of kares, and it's not as significant a sin because it doesn't remove the inui. Kafishi is bar lekamim siman tav reishut ches, and these din will be discussed more in the next siman tomorrow, mitzvah Shem. However, even after doing this, if this doesn't calm her down, so then no salam in a Michael, atzmo pachas pachim kashir, then you don't give it just the gravy, then you have to give it the actual food over here, again, initially trying to give it pachas pachas kashir, less than the shear, in the hopes, atshatishyasev data, that hopefully that will calm her down. Now, the fact that we do this over here, pachas pachas kashir, is specific for a pregnant woman. V'davka ubra, only a pregnant woman, or we medaktikin imor b'chol haniskol el, that we go so slowly, a little bit, a lot of toothpick, a little bit of the gravy, then a little bit of the food, pachas pachas mikashir each time. Why? Mishum, because in this situation we know, for a pregnant woman, she might be satisfied with just a little bit, that will take away the risk. However, avochola, a sick person, machilin oso kefi shayoma harofe. You listen to the doctor, if the doctor says this woman needs to eat, you don't give it to her pachas pachas mikashir. You give her the full dose, all the load of food at one time. And likewise, if a person says, I'm sick and I need to eat, he says, I do need it, then you give him the food as much as he needs until he says, no, Baruch Hashem, now I feel better. However, in that situation, you do try to feed him pachas pachas mikashir as well. This will learn mitzvah shem in tomorrow's simon, in tomorrow's shir. Sivkot and hay, you do this in this way that we've mentioned for the pregnant woman, a little bit at a time, unless you can't and satisfy her, until Achis Tishyashiv Daita. Mishbur says Sivkon, hey, Venusricha, Omed Harofim Loza. You don't need a doctor to constantly reiterate, now she's better, now she's better. If she says she still needs it, then you give it to her. If she says she's better and her face looks better, then you don't give her any more. Now, again, tremendous amount of Dirshu footnotes over here. We'll get to Mitzvah Shem at the end of the shir. But we have a lot to cover in the Mishmur, so let's go to Sif Gimel in the Mechaber. Kol Adam Shei Riach Maichol, a general person, not a pregnant woman, who smells something and v'nishtanu ponav, and his face changes because of a desire for this food item, so he's also in danger. Mesukenhu. And lo yitlo mimenu, unless you give him some, he's going to be in danger too. O machilin oso mimenu, and you're allowed to give him from this food on Yom Kippur. Mishbur explains, his face changed. However, uvelo nishtanu ponav, if his face didn't change, so even though he says, afal pi she'omer shelibo chalosh, he says, I'm weak, v'tzorech lechol, and I need to eat this, still, ein machilin oso, we do not feed him in this situation. And the Mishbur says, ken kosu mogen avram el yirabah, well, this first opinion was the Mogen Avraham El Yerabah. Yeshua Yaakov disagrees with this, and he says, "Ainan Chasam Sofer and Chelik Evan Ezer Chelik Bay Simon Pei Bay Shadaito." His opinion is the Av Shana Wein Machilin also Machmasu Becheskes Bar. Even though we don't feed him because he has the halachi status of being a healthy person, nevertheless, the Chol himself is allowed to take food. Mikol Makom Hachola Atzmo Hayodea Moris Navsho. He says, "I know I'm sick and I need this." He's allowed to go take it himself. We don't give it to him, but he can take it for himself. And this is true. The same halacha would apply not only on Yom Kippur, but it would also apply for other isurim. If he had a desire to eat something that unfortunately is treif, and it's going to, he says, I'm going to die if I don't eat this food. He smells it, and it's going to be very dangerous if he doesn't eat it. So, kivan shemagish miatzmo, shiuchalov al sakana. If he feels that this is a sakana, if I don't eat it, so then that is how we paskin, it is a sakana, and he's allowed to eat it. And therefore, Sivkot and Zayin, umachilin oso, we do in fact give it to him from this food, either on Yom Kippur or even a Davar Yisr, which means, Rotzolom and Mishmur says, Gam kein hakalaka. But we do this in the most limited fashion, a little bit pachas mikashir, like we explained, kamo b'isha ubra v'chanal, as we just explained above. Furthermore, the Mishmur says, v'dai, you should know, d'mashe kalnu b'isha ubra v'chein b'chol adam shiriach. Why are we so leaning over here? Even though we do it, pachas mikashir, we do allow a pregnant woman or a person who smelled something on Yom Kippur to go and eat, even though it's pachas mikashir. Why is that? Hudafka at tishyashiv daitan. That's only that they're allowed to eat while they're feeling sick. And they say, if I don't eat this, or they look terrible, you got to give it to them. However, as soon as they get better, aval achash nisyashiv daitan, as soon as they start to feel better, Baruch Hashem, ein lehem lechol sharayom. They can't continue eating. They can't say, well, I already ate, so I might as well continue eating. No. The law of Marina, we do not say, we do not say that since we ate part of the day, you can eat the rest of the day. It doesn't work that way. You're only allowed to eat what you're allowed to eat and no more whatsoever. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Hilchos says that we do give the person the food from it. Sivkot Hilchos, v'akoponim, kishemiriach riach ma'echol, when the person does smell something that is causing him tremendous desire to want to eat it, yizor ma'od, call on them. Any person who smells this, even if they feel okay, and they say, I don't need to eat, and the face doesn't change, they should be careful about the saliva that they have in their mouth after they smell this aromatic food. She yiflot kol arok. They should spit out any saliva in their mouth, because if it came into their mouth, shovel befiv, v'lo yivla, and they shouldn't swallow it, because if they were to swallow this saliva, the oz boli de sakona, that could be dangerous. And this is based upon a Gemara in Ksubos, Kedisa, Ksubos, Samach Aleph, Amud Beis. And this is brought down by the Chayi Adam. This is Gemara in Ksubos, Samach Aleph, Amud Beis. Now we go to Sif Dalet, the final Sif over here in the Simen, and the Mechaber writes, Yoledes, a woman who gave birth, she's considered halachically Yoledes toch shlosha yomim, for the first 3 days after giving birth. In the Mishnah Berurah footnotes, we're going to say that this goes from the time of the actual delivery and not necessarily from the time that the placenta comes out a few seconds or a few minutes later. So it's from the time of the actual baby being delivered. And in this situation, if it's within 3 days, we'll also say it doesn't go me'ace la'ace. It goes counting day one as the first day that she gave birth. Not a 72-hour period of time, lo sisana kal, a woman who just gave birth within the first 3 days is not allowed to go and fast at all, period. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Tess, v'afilu im lo yoldo adayin, rak ochazu l'chev l'leida. He says, even if the woman is just going into labor and she hasn't yet given birth, these rules apply. Ukemi havor le'el simin shin lamed in Siv Gimel. These halachas are discussed over there in Hilchos Shabbos in simin shin lamed. That a woman is called the nikrei soleda, she's already called a woman giving birth, she's in labor, linyan l'chalal es Shabbos. Those halachas were taught there in regards to her being l'chalal Shabbos. When she reaches a certain point, she has one of three possible simanim, that means that she's halachically in labor, so that's in regards to being l'chalal Shabbos for you're allowed to, v'uadin, she's likewise called over here, the nikrei gam yoledes, linyan zeh shalot tisana. She's also called that over here, that she's no longer allowed to fast. This is brought down the name of the Maamar Mordechai. And she's not allowed to fast at all. Sivkot Yud, afilu amr, even if she says, hey, I'm okay, ain't tzrich lechol, I'm fine, it's Yom Kippur, I want to fast. Nevertheless, ma'achil and also, we feed her, v'omer lo ichli, and we tell her, no, the halacha is you're supposed to eat. If somebody doesn't eat and they're supposed to, they're doing something wrong. There's no hider mitzvah to fast when it's dangerous for you on Yom Kippur. In fact, it's osur. And therefore, ochein, however, mikomakum yesh lachila oz pochus pochus b'kshir. If she says, I don't need it very badly, then they give her a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. However, abu below amra any tzricha, but if she doesn't say anything, then machilin also kedarka. Then we don't give her pachas b'kashir; we give her a full meal at a time. Ve'tzorach lechalik b'pachas b'kashir, and we don't have to go and give it pachas b'kashir. However, he brings down v'yesh machmir. There are those that are machmir in this situation. Shegam b'zeh. Even in this situation, if she says I don't need it, tzorach lachila pachos b'kashir. You give her a little bit at a time. So that Mechaber says was from birth or even from the start of labor until day 3. However, Mishlosh Shiva from day 3 until day 7, so then it depends. Im Amratsucha Ani, if she says, I need to eat, so then Machilonsa, then you're allowed to go and feed her. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Yud Aleph. Myre, we're talking here, Geshechev Rosel Omro Sheno Tzricha. We're talking here where her midwives or her colleagues, the other women, say, nah, she doesn't really need to eat. Or that the doctors say that, Osher Rofenomim Sheno Tzricha. The doctors say she doesn't need to eat. Nevertheless, in that situation, Doz Boinen, we would need Shetoma Tzrichani. She outrules the doctors, she outrules the midwives and her friends. And in fact, Umachilin also Pokus Pokum Skashir, in that situation, if she says she needs it, even though the doctor says, nah, she doesn't need it, from day 3 to day 7, we listen to her because of this concept that we said before, Umahane Yami Rasa. We listen to her over the doctor, over the midwife, Mishum the Levio de Amoris Nafshel, because the person knows themselves better than their doctor. And if this woman says, I feel weak, if I don't eat, I'm going to be in trouble. So even though her doctor says, objectively, it doesn't look that way to me, we let her eat. Ideally, then, in that situation, Pachas Bachas we Kashir. And this will be also discussed in tomorrow's Shir, Okilil Kamon, in Simon Tov Rei Shudches. However, but if there's nobody there that's a professional, there is no doctor there, no midwife there that says she doesn't need to eat, then even if she doesn't say anything, she doesn't say I do need to eat, she doesn't say I don't need to eat, then in that situation, or if she says, I don't know, I can't tell what's going to happen if I don't eat, then the default position is, you are allowed to go and feed her. Finally, we go to the last days, the last period of time is after 7 days. After 7 days, then she's like every other person, which the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishon Ba'elech, from day 7 and onwards, she's like any regular person who's a chola, in a chola that it's a risk for a loss of life, but a chola that ain't no sakana, unlikely to die, in that situation, but vadai, certainly, ain't shum sakana, machamas leida, liacha shiva yom leida. So, after 7 days have gone by from the birth, we don't consider it to be at significant risk that it's considered a chola sheyesh bo sakana, and therefore, she's a chola she'ain bo sakana. And lefikach, therefore, af imam ratzvichani, even if she says, I need to eat, tzvichani le'achol, machmas tzar leida, because of giving birth, then ein machilas, so we don't listen to her and we don't feed her. However, if she says, avol imam ratzvichani le'achol, if she says, I do need to eat, not because of the birth, but machmas she'tiskavi to le'achol, because I don't feel well. So then, machilin osa kederech she'machilin kochol, then we allow to feed her like we would feed anybody who says that they're sick. A person who's sick says, I really need to eat, then we do feed them, as again, we'll learn in tomorrow's shir in Simen Tov Reish Yud Ches, Kemoshi is Barbe Simen Tov Reish Yud Ches, Ayin Shom. Finally, the Mechaber concludes this Simen with the words, V'yomim Elu, on these days, Ein Monin Osa Meyes Leis, to count whether it's within the first 3 days, within 3 to 7 days, we don't go Meyes Leis, which means we don't go 72 hours. But we say, Kigon, Im Yoldo, B'Shiva B'Tishrei, if she gave birth, let's say, on the 7th day of Tishrei, B'Erev, in the evening. So then, the 7th day, it still was daytime when she gave birth, so the 7th day is day 1, and therefore, the 8th day is day 2, and therefore, the 9th day is day 3, and therefore, Yom Kippur is day 4, so then, in that situation, automatically, you don't give her to eat, in machilin, so automatically, b'yom kippurim, unless she said, im lo amrat tzrichani, unless she says, I do need to eat in this situation. Even though it may not be actually 72 hours, because let's say at 6 o'clock on day 7, 6 p.m. on day 7, so then 6 p.m. on day 8 would be 24 hours, 6 p.m. on day 9 would be 24 hours, and 6 p.m. on day 10 would be 24 hours, so therefore that would include Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, in this situation, we say it doesn't include Yom Kippur. Mishum dekivon shenichnas yom revi l'leidasa mikri liachar shlosha. So the fourth calendar day after she gave birth, not 72 hours, but that's already the fourth calendar day. Even though it's within 72 hours, she's not allowed to automatically get to eat unless she says, Tzricho ani. I hope that was clear. That finishes off the Mechaber and the Ramaz, and now we just have a couple of Mishnah Berurahs to do, and hopefully there's still a little bit of time for some of the Dirshu footnotes. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel says, Ein mona somi es leis, Ein le'el and simen shin lamed in Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud, the Kama Poskim disagree with it. Sovereign the Yom Elu, Bimi es leis, Shiro Sum. No, then you do go 72 hours, V'yesh lehokil lemaisa, and you can rely upon this lenient opinion lemaisa. And he says, in fact, the Chemotasi Yeshua Siakov, the Yeshua Siakov Paskins, the Hameko, Besuffik, Nefoshos, Lachshov, Vashiva, Yom Eis leis, Low Hivsid. If you don't want to go by the calendar days and you go by actually every 24-hour period for both the 3 days and the 7 days, you won't lose. That is acceptable. Finally, last Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Dalet, Im Lo Amro Tzricha Ani, if she doesn't say Tzricha Ani, then you're not allowed to feed her. V'hainu Kishich Avrosel Omro She'ena Tzricha. That's assuming the midwives, the doctors, say that she doesn't need to eat. Plus, it's beyond the time period when you automatically have to eat, so then you don't give it to eat. V'chanal B'Sivkot Yud Dalet, as we already learned earlier in today's shir. Now, we have 2 minutes left to discuss some of these many, many Dishu footnotes. I suggest everybody who has time and is able to do so, learn them on their own. So, Dishu footnote number 1 says that pregnant women nowadays are weaker and some of these dinim don't apply to them. Ayin and Dishu footnote number 1, many, many circumstances which it may or may not apply to a pregnant woman today. Nobody should learn this shiur that I guess get today as halach lamaisa to say, no, all pregnant women have to fast. But, in fact, there are many situations where a pregnant woman, it's dangerous for the fast, it's also for the fast. Other situations where it may be a little bit of a suffix, and each pregnant woman should go to the doctor, find out the medical facts, and then go to the Rav and paskin the Shaila. Likewise, if a woman is miscarried previously, the Das Torah brings down that in this situation there's a lot of room to be made or that she shouldn't fast if she's had 2 previous miscarriages. Likewise, if you're nursing a child, even if it's not your own child, many of these dinim of a nursing mother apply to you as well. If a woman's having a tremendous amount of vomiting, what we call hyperemesis gravidarum, so then certainly she can also drink in that situation. It could be dangerous if she doesn't. Likewise, if a woman's bleeding, there are many exceptions to these rules as well. You have to really know these halachas very well before anybody passes these shilas. You have to know the medical facts as well as the halachic facts. Dishavu number 3 says, anything that may cause the child damage inside of her, then you have to be very machmir because it's a safek pikuach nefashos. If the nursing mother even could give formula, so the machlokis as to whether in this situation the nursing mother still can go and eat to nurse the baby, or she'd give formula. Ayin Shom in Dishu footnote number 3. Dishu footnote number 6 says, what is the definition if she says she needs to eat? So it's a machlokis. The gonim say, it's only if she says, if I don't eat, I'll be sick. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, she just says, I need to eat. Tisha foot number 7 brings down that from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that you have to whisper to her query quietly that it's Yom Kippur. She lo lev, lolo marzos beofen, she's bahel v'tipochid mozeh. You can't go and tell her to away that she'll get even more fearsome because you tell her it's Yom Kippur. There's so much more over here. Again, because of the time constraints, we can't go through it. Try to go through as many of these beautiful Tisha footnotes yourself. With this, we conclude today's share.